When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy holidays, happy Friday. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We're getting ready for Saturday's NFL games. We've got a recap of last night's NFL game on Thursday Night Football. A lot more here on the show, Fantasy Reality Sports Grid 60 as well. Great to be with you once again as we close in on the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day holiday. Davis, great to be back with you here on the show. Happy holidays to you as we get ready to close out our week here on this Friday. What's going on?
You know, we are, it's kind of that, Christmas break, last day of school before, the summer break type feeling. Everyone's just really excited for, you know, whatever they have going on this weekend. I will say, having Christmas fall on the weekend with football games on the weekend, at first I was like, do I really want to be like locked into my phone and my computer? But now that we're here, I actually think it's going to be great. I think that, you know, pretty much starting tomorrow at noon, you're going to have a game on all day for the next 48 hours. It's going to be awesome, I think.
Yeah, it's true. We haven't experienced, I don't think, anything like this before. So looking forward to having that tomorrow. But before we can get to tomorrow, let's get to last night. Boy, the New York Jets, a complete no-show against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Boy, may want to sprinkle a little money on the Jags to win that Super Bowl. I got to tell you, probably not going to happen, but I'm starting to think some hedging along the way. Maybe they catch the first win. You never know. But the Jets, they just look brutal. Chase Young is going to make his season debut, not too late yet, for the Washington Commanders this weekend. Trevor Bauer of the Los Angeles Dodgers has been reinstated after having his suspension reduced to 194 games. The Dodgers have to make a decision on him in 2 weeks as to what they're going to do there. Sabres, Lightning, Red Wings, Senators both postponed due to the winter storms tonight. A lot of times in sports we hear about the storms and how they could potentially affect games, and usually it turns out to be lighter than we expected. But boy, it does expect this weekend to look kind of brutal here on Saturday. But Davis, we'll get to, of course, the fantasy standouts coming up. There were not a lot in that game last night between Jacksonville and New York. Jaguars, Davis, I mean, they are in a prime position to make the playoffs, and who knows what can happen. You know how that works when it gets there. Jets, on the other hand, I mean, I wouldn't have minded if they lost the game yesterday, but like a no-show from beginning to end in that one.
Zach Wilson is just not an NFL quarterback, and I think that Robert Saleh did the right thing initially benching Zach Wilson for Mike White. I mean, he's got to look these guys in the eye in the locker room and say, like, I'm trying to give you the best chance to win. And I feel like he should have benched Zach Wilson at halftime for Joe Flacco last night. I mean, Joe Flacco, it's not that Joe Flacco is some big answer, but Zach Wilson has played so poorly. There is no chance he is going to be the quarterback of this team next year. He will be cut, or he'll be a backup, or he'll be traded. You know, he is on the Josh Rosen career trajectory. And, you are totally right about the Jaguars. Definitely would not bet on them to win the Super Bowl. I think if they were in the NFC, sure. I mean, pretty easy path. I think no chance are they going to win. Because the way it would set up right now is they would have to win 2 out of 3 against the Bengals, Bills, and the Chiefs. And maybe they could win one of those, but they're definitely not going to win 2. But, Craig, we said 4 weeks ago on the show, bet this team to win the division because I, the whole time, have said the Titans stink. The Titans are no good, bad defense, bad offense, can't throw, can't even really run that well. I know Derrick Henry has been really good, but in terms of like yards per play, they are not one of the more effective running teams. And there's actually this weird thing setting up where next week's Jags-Texans game doesn't matter at all. Right, the Jaguars could lose that game. It doesn't matter at all because of the way the tiebreakers are setting up. And Week 18, Titans Jags. Assuming it's assuming the Titans win this weekend. The Week 18 Jags Titans game is win, and you're in for whichever one of those teams.
Sounds like a good Sunday night football game to me in a couple of weeks, no doubt. Before we get back to football, baseball, hot stove, actually signings this morning. Bob Nightingale reported that Michael Conforto is going to the Giants. 2 years, $38 million, has an opt-out after 1 year, Davis. And also Taylor Rogers, his brother's already on the Giants. Lefty and righty, 3 years, $33 million. And, you know, Giants fans are not going to be satisfied with anything that's going to happen. But this is, I guess, is just reallocating some of that money that would have went to Correa.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I do feel for the Giants fans. I think you kind of have to, like, in one offseason, it's reported for one night that you have Aaron Judge. It's reported for a week that you have Carlos Correa. And then all of a sudden you're back to, here come the Giants again. You know, they got a bunch of scrappy, lefty, you know, 18 home run, 320 weighted on base average outfielders who no one remembers. You know, I mean, do you remember, like, could someone watching the show think back, like, what is one memorable moment the Giants had this last season? You're like, well, you know, I don't know. And that's kind of what they do as an organization. They just have a roster of 25 guys who are like good Major League Baseball players. So you do kind of have to feel for them, but obviously I don't feel anything for the Giants as they beat my Kansas City Royals in the 2014 World Series. So no skin off my back.
Yeah, lots of platooning going on for the Giants. You know, certainly this could be the situation also with Conforto, who missed all of last year with an injury.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, coming up next, it is time for us to dive in specifically to the fantasy standouts from last night's game. Did you play anyone in fantasy football in your semifinal game last night? I mean, basically, Trevor Lawrence probably the only player really worth playing in that game. I did not. I sat him on the bench, 20 points down the drain. I guess I could have had. Was that the right decision? Davis and I will analyze that coming up next when we return on Fantasy Sports Today here on this Friday. So stay on the grid. Happy holidays. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Jacksonville Jaguars dominant from start to finish over the New York Jets, who just couldn't get out of their own way. Tough loss for the Jets, great win for Jacksonville, any way you slice it. Not a lot of offense for either side in this game, but let's touch on the fantasy standouts yesterday. And I think the key question will be for somebody like me, was it worth it sitting Trevor Lawrence in this game? I'll ask Davis that question. But first, let's take a look at the stats. Lawrence yesterday bailed out basically his fantasy day by rushing for a touchdown. He also had 51 yards rushing, 229 passing yards, so about 20 there. Travis Etienne probably got what you needed in fantasy. You're not going to win you that semifinal game, but not going to lose it either. About 10 fantasy points. Boy, nothing from Christian Kirk. That was disappointing. 5 fantasy points. And Evan Engram, I should have mentioned him in our open, another 18 fantasy points. Boy, you take that right now to the bank in fantasy. 18 points from a tight end there. So I guess let's answer that question here. Engram was worth a play. Etienne, you're probably like, all right, I played him as my RB2 flex. I got my 10 points. I'm not going to win off that. I'm not going to lose off that either. The question is Lawrence. Was Lawrence worth a play, you think, last night?
No chance. I think the number one question people had, and I tweeted this yesterday, like Trevor Lawrence start sit for the semifinal, you know, of your fantasy football playoff championship, had to be basically the worst start sit spot of the year, right? I mean, I can't really think of anything that would be more annoying than that. And what I probably told like 50 people this, just start Gardner Minshew, right? The range of outcomes I thought last night included so many games where he doesn't get any touchdowns, you know, doesn't come close to 300 yards. Now, in the end, he did end up getting a 1 yard rushing touchdown. So if you did start Trevor Lawrence, if you're, you know, 20 team league, you lost Jalen Hurts, you're wait, like, for example, in the FFPC main event, $1 million to first place, waivers are locked. You cannot pick up anyone else. So you might have just had no choice. You might have just had to roll with Trevor Lawrence. We didn't kill you. But I do think Daniel Jones gets to play indoors against the Vikings on Saturday. Gardner Minshew gets to play indoors against the Cowboys on Saturday. I think that you had to make that decision. And I mean, honestly, watching that game, the weather didn't seem as bad as it could have been. Like the rain was bad, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't a total monsoon. But the big variable that honestly more people probably should have talked about was the Jets just didn't push them at all. There was like the Jaguars were just like running practice out there. Like the Jets like could not score. So there was no reason for Lawrence to have to air the ball out.
Yeah, no, definitely so. All right, so this will be quick. The New York Jets, 3 points yesterday. Essentially nobody worth playing. If you had to do it, it just wasn't worth it yesterday. Chris Streveler was brought in to quarterback after Zach Wilson was taken out. He threw for 90 yards and 54 rushing yards, but nobody had that. Michael Carter did nothing. So did Garrett Wilson, nothing, 4 for 30. And Tyler Conklin, I guess, in a desperation tight end situation, got 7 fantasy points. I guess that's the thing is, like, if this is week 11, Davis, or week 10 or 6, it's like, yeah, I mean, you chalk it up. But in all likelihood, to play Lawrence, to play Conklin, to play any of these guys, you're probably playing against a really good team that got to this point. So I don't think you can look at it the same way. Like, I mean, Trevor Lawrence getting 30 fantasy points would have been worth the start. Conklin getting 15 fantasy points would have been worth the start. But in all likelihood, if you played somebody in the game last night, you're going to be looking at the team you're playing against going, oh my gosh, I'm going to probably need a lot more points to beat that team. And that's sort of, I think, the dynamic here.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're totally right. And I mean, if you did get stuck with a Tyler Conklin, I mean, Garrett Wilson is probably on a ton of semifinal teams, right? He was pretty cheap in drafts, you know, round 8, round 9. You probably only started him in a lot of his good games, remember, because he missed some time and had a couple huge spike weeks. I think he had back-to-back weeks over 25. And you might have been in a spot where it's like, what do I do? I picked up Chris Moore off the waiver wire. Do I start Garrett Wilson or do I start Chris Moore with Brandon Cooks, you know, expected to be back and playing for the Texans this weekend? Maybe you went with Garrett Wilson. And if you did, yeah, you're in a hole. And you're going to have to consider that with the choices that you make this weekend. A classic example would be, you know, do I start my, you know, name your crappy tight end X? Do I start Dalton Schultz at tight end this weekend? Or, I think we talked about this yesterday, Taysom Hill, right? Playing in that cold weather, lowest total game that we've ever seen. Like, Taysom Hill on Saturday is going to get, like, I don't know, 12 carries probably and decent chance at scoring a touchdown. But just honestly, like what kind of a bummer to have the week of football, big week, fantasy football semifinals. Like we're all going to be watching these games on Saturday and Sunday. Kind of a bummer to have it started off with like, honestly, just a depressing story with the Jets.
Yeah, we'll go back to the Jets in a sec. Let's go back to the Jaguars here for a minute. So if what you're saying plays out where they need week 18 no matter what, is anybody going to be playable? for the Jaguars next week? Or are they going to treat this like a preseason game three where they only play the guys for a half? I mean, I don't know how that would set up. And again, there may not be a lot of semifinal teams having Trevor Lawrence, but I can tell you in a two quarterback league, I have Lawrence. I'll have to make that decision next week.
No, I mean, maybe if this was the Chiefs or the Bills or, you know, a team with who's been great, made the playoffs a bunch, like, you know, Trevor Lawrence has earned nothing. Travis Etienne has earned nothing. These guys have won nada in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence has a 10-23 record as a starting quarterback. Like, we can't start. I think it would be a huge mistake from Doug Peterson and his coaching staff. And I'm going to guess that they'll take the same mindset. Because remember, Doug Peterson in a very similar situation in Philadelphia. Remember when there was all the Wentz, Hurts, like, you know, crazy. I mean, even last year with Minshew and Hurts, right? Very similar deal. Minshew came in, won a game off the bench. People like wanted Minshew to start, but he's like, no, wait, you got to do what's best for the developmental curve of your team. So I would not be worried championship stuff next week for the Jaguars. I would not be worried that, you know, ETN's sitting, maybe if they're up like, I don't know, 25 points in the fourth quarter or whatever, they'd pull him a series or two quicker. But I think there's roughly like a, I don't know, 2% chance that the Jaguars treat that as anything other than a normal game.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought Evan Engram, the must-start play of the week on the Jacksonville Jaguars in your championship round? Definitely the case. All right, so what are the Jets going to do, Davis? What are they going to do? We know they're not going to make the playoffs this year. I don't think so. I think this is now falling apart for them. Mike White clearly will somehow play next week. You know that. That's going to happen. They'll just be like, oh, magically he's better. But Jets going to go back on the quarterback market? Like, are they going to take a developmental guy, you think, next year and have him sit behind White or sit behind Flacco? I mean, they cannot go into next year again, right, in this situation?
Well, I mean, you got to say the big problem is they've won too many games. A lot of the time you'd be in this situation with your crappy second-year quarterback and you'd have won three games. You'd be like, all right, we got a top 10 pick. We can, you know, make a couple trades. We can get up for a CJ Stroud or whoever. But they're drawing dead to figure that out, right? I mean, they're going to be picking like 16th. They have no chance of getting a top quarterback. So I would say, honestly, Craig, and you're not going to want to hear this, their best bet, and they're I think there's like no way they do this after what they just endured with Zach Wilson, but their best bet would be to take Anthony Richardson and just be like, look, we can. Because Anthony Richardson is sort of the quintessential, he's got all the tools, the decision-making is not great, he's not that accurate type guy that, like, all these guys are going in the first round. Will Levis going in the first round. Like, all these guys with the tools are going in the first round. But I think probably a team, honestly, I think a really smart team is going to be the team that ends up with Richardson. I wonder if we do see Mike White as the week one starting quarterback for the Jets next year. In fact, we probably do.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense if they did that. Start White, wait it out, see how he does, then go to Richardson. But it's the Jets, Davis. So, you know, Jets going to have Tom Brady a quarterback next year. You know that's coming, right? Like, we're Aaron Rodgers. Like, they're going to have some washed guy there for sure on a Brett Favre one-year deal. Or maybe they bring Geno back. Who knows? That could be. Hey, they got a big problem at quarterback. And I think the best point you made is kind of sad. They played so well over the regular season to have this fall apart and not even get a good pick at the end. Ugh. How disappointing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, from bad to good, we will take a look at the daily fantasy slate coming up next. big weekend in fantasy sports. We have more to do after break. Happy holidays.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's sort of fascinating in daily fantasy, and I would guess, Davis, in viewership this weekend, because of the bad weather that's expected around the country, that leads to more people playing daily fantasy. It leads to more people gambling, and it leads to more people watching. And so I'm curious, from your perspective, with this slate that we have for tomorrow, what that really means for somebody like yourself, because my guess, just the variance and competition for these contests this weekend, I think is going to be off the charts. Everyone's literally going to be home. This notion of traveling for the holidays, yes, that's always a thing. But I mean, you're seeing it on Twitter, Davis, like everyone can't get where they want to go. Like it feels like the weather has really changed a lot for this weekend's viewership, gambling, daily fantasy too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, everyone's firing up the same game parlays on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Everyone's registering for extra contests on FanDuel. It is kind of fascinating. I mean, we generally get a lot of this with the holidays in general. You know, everyone plays the Thanksgiving slate. Everyone plays. Although I was just thinking this. I mean, the NBA has got to be a little bit miffed, right, about the fact that the NFL is playing three games on Christmas Day, because that's kind of their day. Right. The NFL has like every other Sunday of the year and the Super Bowl and everything. But generally speaking, I would say if you ask the average person what day are they most likely to have watched an NBA game in its entirety, they would almost for sure say Christmas Day, probably even more so than the finals, just because it's always on. So I wonder what that is going to be like on Sunday. Honestly, I'm kind of curious how me and my brothers-in-law, what are we going to do? Are we going to get two TVs set up so we can have them both going? We're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. Fun weekend, I think, for everybody, for sure. And by the way, Davis and I, there's like holiday, I guess, for a lot of people on Monday. I didn't realize that this year, but Davis and I will be right back here with you on Monday morning. Okay, so let's take a look at the daily fantasy slate, and we'll start off with the quarterbacks, weather issues, pretty much everywhere, let's be honest. So the pricing definitely indicates that this week. I mean, to get all these quarterbacks for under 8,000 is sort of unheard of, but everyone's risky. Josh Allen, 9,500. Maybe Mahomes is the best play at 9,200 this week, honestly. Joe Burrow all the way down to 8,100 from there. Justin Fields, I got to play in one of my leagues this week. Horrible weather. I'm just hoping he just takes off and runs. He is 7,800. Kirk Cousins, 7,700. Geno Smith at 7,600, and if you're like, hey, where's all the quarterbacks? Are they safe for the Sunday slate? Not really. nobody good playing Sunday either. It's just, this is what you get. There's a lot of risk involved. Someone's going to make a lot of money off that risk this week.
You're right. I mean, so I guess the 10,000 feet view of this 10-game slate that we have on Saturday is that there are two games being played indoors, right? So we have Philadelphia and Dallas, they're playing indoors at Jerry World. And then we have the New York Giants playing at the Minnesota Vikings at, I don't even remember the name of their stadium. It's got some new corporate sponsor. So Cousins, going to be really popular. Gardner Minshew and Dak Prescott, pretty popular. Honestly, Daniel Jones, popular as well. Josh Allen is playing in that negative 11 degree temperature. By the way, if you've never been to Soldier Field, I've been to a Soldier Field game, Craig, and I've been to a Soldier Field game in December. The sun was out, there was no snow, there was no precipitation, but it's right there next to the lake. I mean, it's literally on the lake, and if it gets like a couple gusts of wind, I mean, it is bone chilling. It's crazy. So I think I was tempted opening up this slate, looking at the prices, like, oh, you know, no one really wants to play Josh Allen. I'm like, I don't know. I just think that game is going to end up being pretty disappointing. And if I'm playing a quarterback from that game, I think I'm going to do what you're going to have to do with your fantasy team, which is just hope Justin Fields runs for 120 yards, because the Bears aren't really going to pass anyways. And Fields has sort of transcended from being, you know, a matchup dependent guy. It's like, either he's going to break off a 60-yard touchdown run or he isn't. And it does. I mean, he could be playing against the Steel Curtain. He could be playing against the 85 Bears. It doesn't matter. It's either he's going to do it or he's not. But Mahomes, for me, I would say just because I think Kirk Cousins is going to be so popular, I think he's going to be like 20-25% on FanDuel. I can't turn down Mahomes. I mean, it is going to be cold in Kansas City. It's supposed to be 4 degrees at kickoff, but one, Mahomes has been really good in cold weather games before in his career. It doesn't really matter. But also, I think because the weather is so bad, I don't think he's going to be particularly popular.
Yeah, I think I'm here with you. Also, he has experience playing in these cold games. Hasn't really seemed to affect him in particular. That'd probably be the safe one. And as far as Fields goes, I think next year he's going to be a star. I mean, that Philly defense was annihilating this guy last week, and he still was pretty good in that game last week. So, next year I am in on him for fantasy. I'd be shocked if he wasn't one of the first three quarterbacks taken in fantasy next year. All right, let's take a look at running backs here. Now, this is the dynamic that's going to play in because, again, the weather is involved. Derrick Henry, 30 carries over under is probably the low end here. He's almost at 10,000, though, this week. Christian McCaffrey's at 9,400. Dalvin Cook at 8,700. Saquon Barkley, 8,500. Ramondre Stevenson is at 8,300. And despite Cleveland just having this running game plan, boy, Nick Chubb has really fallen back the last few weeks. He is at 7,300 this week. And I think, Davis, he's another guy like Derrick Henry that's probably going to get equal volume. Like, if I had to guess Henry, Chubb, I would say they're probably within like 4 or 5 carries of each other going into this week. And so Chubb is really low given that fact. Maybe you play him and piece things together, but he's so touchdown dependent at this point. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, so the deal with Chubb is just that the offense has been so bad, honestly. And I would rather, I think in that game, play Alvin Kamara as a running back. So Kamara stunk last week. He was the most owned running back in daily fantasy football last week. He stunk. I mean, that is always, I mean, every time this happens where guy's really high owned, he stinks, he comes back, he's in another great spot the next week. He's always a little bit less owned than he should be. The spread between the New England Patriots and the Cincinnati Bengals is way closer than I thought it was going to be. So that kind of makes me interested in Ramondre. I mean, that is another cold weather game, obviously. The Bengals do most of their damage via passing, so maybe that helps the Patriots keep it a little bit closer. But it's hard to be really gung-ho about Ramondre because you just have to imagine the feeling inside that building for the Patriots. They got to just be depressed, right? I mean, just what a awful, awful loss they just took against the Raiders. Barkley and Cook, they get to play indoors. You know, they get the heating. They get, they're going to come over to the sideline and not be freezing to death playing against each other. I like both of them. I do think, though, very simple strategy to generate winning lineups this weekend. Just play Christian McCaffrey instead of Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry going to be the most popular skill position player on the slate, I think. He's got this crazy track record against the Houston Texans. I mean, it was 7 weeks ago Malik Willis got his first career start against the Texans. They just handed the ball off to Derrick Henry every single play. They only threw the ball one time in the second half. The problem is everyone you're playing against knows that he is going to be so, so popular. McCaffrey, a similarly good spot, honestly, to me, against the Washington football team. McCaffrey is just full McCaffrey with Eli Mitchell out injured. He's getting 25 touches a game. He's getting all the red zone touches. Like he is getting the McCaffrey usage that we are used to. And Jerick McKinnon, wanted to mention him as well. Still pretty cheap on FanDuel. And I mean, I'm done doubting it at this point. He is just crushing in this Kansas City offense.
No doubt. All right, let's go over to wide receivers. Much easier to pick from these because, again, some real stars on the slate this week. We've got Justin Jefferson, who has been matchup-proof basically all season, although Osborne was really good for them last week. Ja'Marr Chase is at 8,800 for the Bengals. Stephon Diggs has been plug-and-play all year. 8,700 on Buffalo. A.J. Brown clearly has Minshew. Got to factor that in this week. Amon-Ra St. Brown of Detroit is 8,400. And then, hey, CeeDee Lamb, maybe not a bad matchup there for him. He is at 8,300 as Dallas takes on Philadelphia.
So Justin Jefferson is basically, Justin Jefferson is our Derrick Henry guy here at wide receiver, playing indoors, good matchup. Like the stat that's floating around right now is just how much the New York Giants play man coverage, how bad they are at it, and how good Justin Jefferson is at beating it. And also, the Minnesota Vikings, I mean, they do have to be cracking, one eye over at the standings because The Vikings are now drawing live to the one seed because Jalen Hurts is injured. You know, the Eagles are big underdogs this week, 6-point underdogs. If they lose again and the Vikings win out because the Eagles hold the tiebreaker over the Vikings, they beat them, was it in week two? So I think the Vikings are going to be going hard to win this game. I do really like Amon-Ra St. Brown. And I also really like Marquise Goodwin for the Seahawks. That's going to be my call for the week. I think Marquise Goodwin gets 5 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. And finally, the tight ends, as easy as it gets, right? Travis Kelce is the highest priced guy. And finally, Daily Fantasy is caught up because there's no other great option. He's 8,600. Although George Kittle did come through big last week, 7,000. Beyond that, you are just spinning your wheel. Taysom Hill, 6,500. I mean, do you trust Andrews at all? I mean, it hasn't looked the same as when he had Hundley last year at 6,400. Dallas Goedert is back this week. I guess you could throw that dart. 6,200 with Minshew. Dalton Schultz, 6,100. Seems easy to be, though, Davis. You just play Kelce and you got to just figure everything else out. I mean, I don't know. He's the only guy that I trust.
Yeah, I like Schultz. I mean, I think the problem is my opponents are probably going to like Schultz as well. You know, again, playing at doors. I think that's the only total that's above 48 on the main slate. And he gets a lot of volume. Had the 2-touchdown game on Thanksgiving. Maybe he just really likes the holidays, right? So Dalton Schultz is my tight end for this week.
All right, so there you have it. The Daily Fantasy Slate for this week. Also, all this information over at dailyroto.com. Coming up next, it's time for us to hit some fantasy or reality in the Sports Grid 60. So make sure you stay on the grid with us as Davis and I have you until the top of the hour. Then it is the Early Line Friday edition right here on Sports Grid. So happy holidays. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you're following us this weekend on social media for all the latest news, notes, information, line movements, weather, games against the spread, you name it, we got it. That's at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. Also, we're giving away another box of Bowman Chrome 2022 by Topps. So make sure you enter for that giveaway. You could win a free box this holiday season. That's following us on Twitter at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. So Davis, holiday season, of course, in full swing. No doubt about that. I guess, you know, we kind of have to ask ourselves, you know, how many leagues do you have a chance to win this upcoming week? What are you left in? What are the stakes for you this week, season long?
You know, to be honest, not my best fantasy football season of all time. Last year was very good, hit on a number of things. Honestly, I mean, no Josh Jacobs for me, right? Huge miss there. Not a ton of Zay Jones. And you might be like, oh, Zay Jones is like the number one guy you kind of needed to have this year in terms of like late round sleepers and just, you know, a bunch of small misses that sort of added up, the Denver Broncos and whatnot. So I do have 3 leagues that I'm still eligible to win league championships in, a 16-team dynasty league that I've been in with my dad and his buddies forever, a high stakes dynasty league on the FFPC, and one other smaller league, but no $1 million for me this year, Craig.
It happens. It's the way it is. I got my. I'm alive only in one moving forward. It's a big week for me, for sure. A lot of money involved, but we'll see what happens. Can't predict this kind of stuff. All right, let's move it over. It is our pre-Christmas edition of Fantasy or Reality. News broke late yesterday, Davis, that Trevor Bauer's suspension has been reduced to the point where he is now eligible to be able to pitch for some team in the 2023 season. Now, he's property of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They still owe him approximately $22 million for next year, 2023, upcoming season. There is some speculation that he's just going to get released by the Dodgers. They have all kinds of money. In fact, there's a lot of speculation the Dodgers have been waiting to hear what's going to happen here so they can navigate their offseason. Now they know it's $22 million, so they can't be thrilled about that, especially if they want to cut him. And then if they do, then Bauer could sign with anyone. And my guess is Bauer will probably, if he does, sign for the minimum somewhere because that's all he's probably going to get. Fantasy or reality, Davis, Trevor Bauer will pitch again in the major leagues. Doesn't even have to be this year based on this question. 23, 24, 25, 26, and beyond. He'll pitch again. Fantasy or reality?
Yeah, I mean, 100% reality. These teams don't care. Like, no, there's no morality clause when it comes to signing players. Deshaun Watson, at the time of being signed by the Cleveland Browns, was under a grand jury indictment, an actual criminal case. These teams, they want to win games. It's all about the championships. There, you know, you don't get a trophy in Major League Baseball for having a roster of 25 really good dudes. So yeah, I mean, 100%. He the second that Rob Manfred and the commissioner's office says that he can play again, he will be signed. And to be honest, Craig, that dude's not signing for the minimum. The last time we saw him, he was too good. He was too good the last time we saw him. I think maybe he does a 1 year, I don't know, let's call it like $10 million deal or something, like pretty small. But my guess is he will run his way into another sizable contract in his life as well.
Yeah, no, I think he will. I just don't think that's going to be this year. I do think that, well, and part of it, Davis, too, is that he's making $22 million, Davis, no matter what happens this year. So if you are him and you want to pitch, like, again, I don't know that Houston would do it. Let's use them as an example. I have no idea. But Bauer calls Houston and says, I'll pitch for nothing. I'm making $22 million. You guys got a great shot to win the World Series. Are you interested? And he can just go down the line of the teams, at least that he believes that, you know, have a chance to compete for a championship. I agree with you. I think he will pitch again. I don't think that I agree with you that immediately he'll get picked up by a team. I don't think so. I do think that this will come spring training, April, May, some team in a no-win situation, Davis. They lose a pitcher of some kind, and it's like, my gosh, we have to stay alive in this. Don't think it'll be the New York teams, but I do think he ends up pitching for a competitive team at some point this year for the league minimum. But I don't think that it's going to happen right away because, again, you know what's going to happen, Davis. There's going to be a rumor out there for a team that's potentially looking at him. The team is going to, like, throw it out there, like, as a test bubble, right? See what the reaction is. Oh, it's terrible. Okay, forget it. We won't sign him. You know, that's kind of the way things work. But, yes, reality for sure. Okay, Zach Wilson last night started for the New York Jets because Mike White was out. Wilson did not look good. That's putting it kindly. He's getting obliterated today on social media. Kind of the nature of sports. I'm sure this has got to be very painful for him. He was asked after the game how it feels to get booed. He said he deserved it. At least he owned up on that one. I guess the question becomes, at this point, Davis, we know that Zach Wilson's days in New York are probably coming to an end as a starter. Fantasy reality, Zach Wilson has made his last start as an NFL quarterback. Is this fantasy or reality?
No. First round quarterbacks get lots of chances, lots of opportunities. I think probably like a good comp is someone, I actually don't think he was as bad as Josh Rosen. If we want to go back, I mean, he's probably the best comp And Josh Rosen did end up starting three games for Miami in 2019, the year after being. But again, I think that the level of performance that Wilson has put out, a little bit better than that. Like, Wilson, you can kind of squint and see it. Like, I actually do get why he was the number two overall pick. I think there's a lot of hindsight analysis. Like, this guy stinks. He's so bad. I'm like, well, not really. Because he does have a crazy arm, and he can make a lot of the throws. He can move around pretty well. It's just that it's like he loses his mind. It's like he gets under pressure, and he just, like, forgets what he's doing. It's really insane. Throws some of the worst interceptions you'll ever see. But yeah, no, I got fantasy. He for sure will start another game. I mean, honestly, I would maybe even say there is a chance he starts another game for the Jets, just because of, like, their roster situation is so weird. Their defense is really good. They have all these wide receivers. And if they don't find the miracle quarterback, if they don't find, you know, their Tom Brady or whatever, like, I don't really know what they do.
Yeah, I you know, what's interesting is that this morning, I saw what happened in the game, and then I woke up this morning and I, you know, pop on social media. One of the first things I usually do just to see, obviously now in baseball, what's happening. And I saw that Jamarcus Russell was trending. I'm like, why is he trending? What's going on here? I think that's unfair, man. Like, I don't put him in that category. I don't put him in the Ryan Leaf category. I just don't. Like, I think he's better than those guys. And with the nature of the quarterbacking in the NFL, like, Nathan Peterman is still in the NFL. Like, no offense to Nathan Peterman. I mean, Zach Wilson's 100% going to start for somebody else in the NFL. Someone's going to get hurt. He's going to be the backup quarterback, and he's going to get a chance to start again. And listen, maybe he'll succeed. All you need to know is look, maybe there hasn't been a lot of guys like Rich Gannon in the past. We talked about this on the show a couple days ago. Geno Smith is the new Rich Gannon. And because Geno Smith, Davis, is succeeding this year, it gives hope to every backup quarterback in the NFL and every quarterback that's failed to say, hey, maybe we can fix this guy. Josh Johnson has played for 15, 17 NFL teams and still gets a chance to start. No doubt about it. Zach Wilson is going to start again. Will it be this year? No. Will it be next year? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, Mitch Trubisky didn't start, didn't play at all for a full year in Buffalo. Guess who's starting this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Mitch Trubisky. Guess who's not playing well? Mitch Trubisky for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Zach Wilson's definitely getting another start. I agree with you 100%. Okay, we've done this quite a bit. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. Feels like we've done this, I don't know, many times. Die Hard, the great movie with Bruce Willis, which came out, I think, 30 years ago or 20 years ago at this point, is being talked about again. They even have little Christmas ornaments I've seen. I don't have a Christmas tree. I'm Jewish, but nonetheless, with Bruce Willis holding the little lighter. I've seen that ornament. It's a pretty cool spot. Fantasy or reality, Davis? I don't even know how I've answered on this one before. They probably could cold take me with saying yes, no, yes, no, back and forth a million times. Fantasy or reality, this Christmas movie, Die Hard.
So this is my deal. It takes place around Christmas time. It's in a literal department store. Like, what is more Christmassy than department stores, right? To me, like, Nakatomi Plaza or whatever. But Bruce Willis said it's not a Christmas movie. They did, you know, obviously, like, this is like a big thing for him. I'm sure Bruce Willis is like probably sick of talking about Die Hard. Guy's done like 900 million movies since it. A lot of great movies since. Bruce Willis in a lot of bangers, man. Like, a great actor that I've seen in a ton of stuff. But I mean, I don't know. Like, when you think about, like, what is a Christmas movie, it doesn't have any of, like, the central tenets, right? This year, and you're right, Craig, I probably said the different thing last year and the year before. I could get cold take on this too. But this year, I'm going to say, because this is the first time I've seen the Bruce Willis clip where he was on Comedy Central and said it's not a Christmas movie, I'm going to side with Bruce Willis this year. Maybe I'll feel differently next year, but this year I'm going fantasy, not a Christmas movie.
We've changed opinions on this for sure, man. Like, it's sad. Like, sure. I hope no one is going back and checking our YouTubes, because we definitely, I probably have said yes, I probably have said no. So, okay, what's my Die Hard story? I'll tell it again here on the show. I probably told this a million times, but hey, it's new for you. Someone watching out there for the first time. Maybe we're streaming in all these new places. Somebody definitely is watching us for the first time here on the show. So I saw Die Hard in the movies. I saw Die Hard in the movies. I saw it during the day, because I remember coming out of the movie. Die Hard is a very dark movie. Now, if you're sitting in your house, you don't really feel it, but the whole movie kind of happens at night until the next morning, if you remember that. You don't really think about that, Davis, but it was a very dark. So I remember coming out of the movies being like, oh my gosh, it's so bright out. You know that feeling when you see a movie usually, but this one in particular was dark. Don't associate this at all with Christmas. I don't know. I just don't see it. I see it as an action movie. A year ago we did this. I probably saw it as a Christmas movie, but this year I'm with you. We're in agreement. 2 days in a row, we are in harmony here on Fantasy Reality. Die Hard, not a Christmas movie. But Davis, Glass Onion out on Netflix. You got to watch that this weekend and report back to me.
Boom. Yeah, I will, because normally, it gets to be Christmas Eve night, Christmas night, and me and my brother-in-laws are still up, right? And most people have gone to bed. Right. Normally, we watch a movie. I think that'll be, Tenet. We watched Tenet 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there was still basketball on last year, but yeah, we'll do Glass Onion this year.
Great movie. Highly recommended for sure. All right, we got to take our last time out here on the show. Coming up next is the Sports Grid 60, and then we're going to turn it over to, of course, Kevin and Donnie, the early lines coming up next. I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Warren Sharp in the house. We're giving out our picks for the weekend. And Scott Farrell later on today. So stay with us on the grid here on Fantasy Sports Today. Happy holidays to all who are watching. And, of course, thank you for making us part of your year here in 2022. For those of you who are watching the show, commenting on social media to us that you appreciate the show, thanks so much. We'll wrap it up in the best way we can. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Davis is getting ready to turn the heat on in the house, if he hasn't already. I don't even know how that works, honestly, because here in Florida, we don't turn the heat on. We may have to this week. I don't know. We'll see. Here's Davis. Time for the Sports Grid 60.
Well, Craig, let me tell you, we are dying here in the Midwest. I drove to the gym and -26 wind chill this morning, and it was me and three other people there. So we're definitely jealous of you there in Florida. My little bit today is about the Arizona Cardinals. I think we are within 2 weeks of getting the resolution of the Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, Steve Keim power saga. I think we are going to see the guys who wear buttoned-up shirts are going to leave the building. And I think in the end, Kyler is going to have won this saga. There was an Athletic article that came out this morning that did not make things sound very fun inside that building.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, too. I'm not sure still on Kyler, by the way, overall, but you and I have felt the same way about Arizona going forward. Okay, so those of you who are about to endure the frost and the snow and the Christmas holiday with all of the weather going around, we're about to do the same here in South Florida. What does it mean for me this weekend? We are also going to have things falling from the sky, as Davis may or may not know. It is frozen iguana season coming this weekend. When the temperatures get below 40 degrees, the iguanas that are in the trees all fall to the ground, stunted and frozen until the sun comes out, and then they are revived. This is an annual tradition that happens in South Florida. It looks like it is coming this weekend, so beware of falling iguanas from trees. You're going to see that on social media as well. All right, happy holidays. I hope everybody this weekend has a Merry Christmas for sure. And want to thank Michael and Brett, our producers, of course. Also want to thank our friends over at LTN. For my co-host, Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. I will be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire, and then we will see you Monday, hopefully for your semifinal fantasy football round. Have a great weekend, and happy holidays, everyone. See you then.